Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate and the one and only. Did I say it was 23 after? It is. And we got our good friend Alan C. back on the show. Alan is a great member of our Brain Trust, Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps LLC. That's CMOTemps.biz. That's the website where you can find him. He's one of the top marketers in the galaxy, highly recognized in the social media discipline. Alan, thanks again for being here. What is a social media influencer, and why do I need one?
Sure. So, so often when you're reading information on social media, you will find a white paper or a blog that says, you need to find the key influencers in your space and engage them. Well, in my world, when I talk about key influencers, I'm speaking more to the business-to-business world, and I'm speaking about people who have influence over more than just, a small handful of friends and family. You're talking about somebody much like a key executive who has influence over more than just friends and family, but influence over people within that industry, within that space.
We've called them for years centers of influence.
Exactly. Centers of influence.
If you've been, back before we called it networking, we were seeking centers of influence. I'm talking decades ago.
Exactly. So these centers of influencers or key influencers, it makes perfect sense that you want to reach out and find them to.
Yep, well, sure. So the weather, folks, it's the weather. It's meeting him up over there, I think, in the Cincinnati area. So anyway, if you've heard me talk about this before, folks, centers of influence, social media influencers. Well, you can imagine if you understand what a center of influence is. For example, if you're an employer, you're a center of influence for your employees. They listen to you. They think about you. If you're a leader in your community, if people see you as someone who gives back to the community, is a good corporate citizen, is a leader on different things. You're a member of the Chamber of Commerce leadership or some other nonprofits, then you are a center of influence. People probably seek you out. People probably come to you and say, "Hey, John, who do you know who?" Et cetera, that kind of thing. Well, there are people online who are involved in social media that you can call on, that you can get to know, and that's what Alan's talking about, is who are these? Find out who the people are, and you can find out who they are. And by the way, don't forget, if you're not doing your own social media, if you haven't become the social media expert in your business, that's okay. Make sure that the people who are doing it for you know who the influencers are. I mean, think about it, folks. You're not the expert probably now in the delivery department. You got a warehouse person in charge of the warehouse. That's your warehouse expert. There's no reason why you have to be the social media expert in your company, right, Alan?
Exactly.
I was just telling them make sure, if you don't know who the social media influencers are in your space, make sure that your social media expert does. What do you think?
Well, it is easy enough to be able to do searches to find out who are key influencers in my space.
What does that look like? How would we do that? 1, 2, 3.
So just a quick search on Twitter using hashtagged words that are relevant to your industry. You would be able to find people who are often talking about that subject and then be able to look at their bio and quickly realize whether or not this person, based on their title, based on the company that they're working for, is this? This is probably a key influencer.
And then, how do I engage them? How do I engage them?
Well, as I was talking about, is at this point you can bet that a key influencer is a key influencer for a reason. They've taken the time, they've spent the money mm-hmm. to create their own content. They have an mm-hmm. agenda. They mm-hmm. they have an expertise, and they have their own story. In fact, at this point, they may very well be a better storyteller than you are. Mm-hmm. And so you need to, what a business needs to do is find out what's their story, what's their agenda, so that I can show them how my story blends into theirs and helps make them an even bigger hero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, see, this is what I call the mouse helping the lion. Whenever I find someone who's not my peer, so to speak, they got more influence than I have, I try to find a way to do them a favor somehow. And that's how I get more on their level. And I call it the mouse helping the lion. When I ask someone like that, what can I do to help you? And they say, well, I don't know. And I say, well, you know, sometimes the mouse can help the lion. You can do that in social media too, can't you? By repurposing their content.
Exactly. In many ways, reaching out to a key social media influencer is the same as reaching out to a key C-level or executive buyer.
Right.
You're talking about somebody who has authority, somebody who has a very large audience, somebody who has their own story,
and they would like to connect with your audience, right?
Exactly. So much of being able to show the value is that
right.
we can both help each other out.
Hey, Alan, good job today. Thanks for being here. CMOtemps.biz is the website. Alan, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Alan C., ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.